6 o'clock on the swatch. Watch, no time to chill. Got a date, can't be late. Hey, the girl is gonna do me. To the jacuzzi, yeah. That booty, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no.
Commercial free.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Me dip on the attack fish, I can rock the flock around the clock non-stop as I would tell ya.
Music is the vibe, so open up your eyes. Time is running out, so find the feeling.
Diggy 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 bong diggy bong.
Brazil. and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Oh, that's right. It is streaming worldwide. Just ask Alexa. She'll tell you exactly how to find us, right,
Alexa,
Danny?
Play WMFO.
Perfect. Good job, Alexa. Good job. Anyways, Danny, it's a lot of Saturdays. You having a good time tonight?
Always a great time when it's Saturday night in the best city in America, Medford, Boston here.
That's right. I can't wait. Just after 10 o'clock, DJ Cliff's West End Mix is coming up. And that was a hot little set there. A little Vanilla Ice, a little Ice MC, Think About the Way, and then a little Boston Connection, BBD and Bobby
Which is
Brown.
The lounge exclusive because all the other stations don't play that hip-hop version.
With the rap.
Yeah.
You drive a 560 SEC. And when I'm on the mic, people see me, right, Danny? It is the lounge. Social media is going nuts. Randy Spiro, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Josh Sudo. Robin Anastas, how you doing? Jesse Mason, what's up, buddy? Mary DiFiore, Lisa Capuccio, how you doing out in East Boston? Say hi to Pat for me as well. Man, social media has been going nuts. Thank you, guys. As we always say, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here just having a grand old time playing some really cool music. Danny, I am psyched.
Why are you psyched?
Well, we got Jazzy Jeff coming up. We got Biz Markie, MC Luscious. I know you love that song. Heavy D.
Boom, I got your boyfriend.
There you go. A little Heavy D in the mix later on. We haven't heard from Heavy in a while. And a little Latrim. Going to grab it and walk this way, maybe. We'll do a little burning as well with Sean Paul.
Big news for you, Evan. Let's switch gears here.
I have some big news that you wanted to talk about. You're going to help me here. This is like when...
This is when we have our conversations on the phone that I'm speaking to your mind. So
Let me explain that for a second. Danny, regularly during our production meetings, our just general conversations, pretty much every day, he'll start thinking something in his mind, and like 20 seconds into that thought, he'll just start talking out loud from that point, expecting me to understand everything he is now talking about. Not a clue. So that's what this is all about. So let's back it up.
Okay, all right.
So
there's some big news.
Ask me an interview. You're interviewing me now. Ask me
Evan,
a question.
There's some big news going on in the next month or so.
Well, during this past month, the royal couple just got married today.
Ooh, did they?
That was big news.
Who was up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I sure as hell wasn't.
I mean, that's great and all. You're married. That's it.
Right.
Like 5 o'clock
done,
in the morning done. To get up and watch a wedding. I mean,
right. All right. So was that the big news you were talking about?
Yeah, right.
You're
going somewhere warmer. You're going somewhere hotter.
Oh, that news. Oh, yeah. So
Squirrel.
So, Danny, check this out. The BPO, the Bar Poker Open, $200,000 U.S. National Championship is coming up at the Gold Nugget Casino June 10th through the 14th, I believe it is. And thousands of players from all over the country have qualified to play in that championship. And the president of EPT and the BPO, Glenn McCrory, called me last week and asked me if I wanted to go out, be flown out to Vegas, be put up in the hotel, get a little stipend, a little moolah in my pocket, and commentate the live production. So I'm pretty psyched about that. So yeah, next month in a few weeks, I'm headed out to Las Vegas to go be the commentator, one of the commentators on
a pretty
cool commentating team as well. I can't wait to see who I'm going to be with. I know they've told me some. I just can't really say yet, but yeah.
That's a lot of moolah, $200,000. So how does one get qualified? Like, what's the process leading up to it's at the Nugget?
The Golden Nuggets.
Yeah, I got the Nugget right.
That's what the part you got right. So it's pretty cool process. There are so many poker leagues out there. Everybody knows WSOP and WPT is the major players, but EPT, these great other regional leagues that have thousands of players, hundreds of players to thousands of players all over the country, about 70 different organizations have formed a group, and they have various qualifying tournaments throughout their season, and they send players, whether people have won their way in or are getting full expense paid packages out to Las Vegas, but they're expecting probably 600 or 700 qualifiers to make the trip out there for the $200,000 championship, and that's going to be broadcast live on YouTube Live, EasternPokerTour.com, Twitch.tv as well. So yeah, I'm going to be doing
that's
the,
amazing
commentating.
You really do good thing
about that. So we just came back last month. I was in Las Vegas. in Foxwoods doing the EPT's $30,000 championship with my great friend and poker pro Ryan Chua. That was a great time. I've been doing that for years. Started doing that with our friend Pete Shepard way back when, and I've had various co-hosts on that. But
and we see you with the selfie stick. You get out of the way. You know, Evan is on Facebook Live. When you see him walking down with the selfie stick, he's like, oh, hey, I'm on Facebook Live. And everyone's a good sport about that. That's the thing. They understand and they know they're on Facebook Live. And
Andrew
some people may not understand it, but they just wave and say hello.
Yeah, you know, everybody's cool. Andrew O'Kane, the tournament director down at Foxwoods, and his whole team, they just let me do my thing. And we talk to them live. And I do like whole cams with the camera and stuff. But I'm going to see what the gold nugget lets me get away with.
Look out for that weekend that Evan is going to be down here. Let's get into some music. Speaking of Lookout Weekend, Debbie Deb.
Well,
we haven't played that one. I know. We haven't played that one in a minute.
That was awesome. I love it, Danny. Great segue. It is the Lounge Saturday. It is Debbie Deb Lookout Weekend. Can't wait for this
set. Lookout Weekend.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO.
Sleek DJs, fog machines, and laser rays. Lookout Weekend, cause
here I come.
Because weekends were
people.
Jumping music, sleek DJs, fog machines, and laser rays. Look at weekend, cause here I come. Because weekends were made for fun, fun. I work hard every day. It's all work and no play. With the boss on my back, he don't give me any slack. I sit down, I daydream of how my weekend's gonna be. Look at weekend, cause because weekends were me. Look at weekend, cause look at weekend, cause because weekends were. All you ladies, clap your hands, stomp your feet, and grab your man, 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 man.
No. greatest arcade slot machine.
parties.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Oh! Woohoo!
The Lounge Saturdays, your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Pump up the jam, pump it up. Why?
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays, a rainy Saturday. I think up and down the coast, it's just raw. It's just disgusting. But we're providing you music to get you through the rainy, wet, soaky weather.
You like it wet and soaky, don't you?
That was a good one. A couple of songs I did not know. I did not know Trouble Funk.
Arcade Funk. You said you were listening to a video game.
I think it was Zelda that I was playing.
Arcade Funk. Don't you see the correlation there? A little Debbie Deb Lookout Weekend. Oh, pump up the jam. Technotronic and John's and crew. Not Joe's and crew. Bear Danny, that was Space Cowboy.
The list does not leave the studio, so you guys can't see this list. Unless Evan does it on Facebook Live one of these days and shames me, then you guys are not going to see the list.
I am
going
to post the list as Danny Provide types it out one of these weeks. It's great. It's like a spelling test.
It really is. I'm like, Smurfies.
Oh, didn't we just play Space Cowboy too, huh?
We did. How appropriate.
How appropriate. So, Danny, you know, we tried, what did we do? A couple weeks ago, we tried the Lounge Uncut, and that was pretty successful with our friend Steve Sweeney. That was awesome. We got
Oh, that was great.
Rapping.
When we were rapping.
Oh, how cool was that? And if you guys missed it, you can certainly check it out at podomatic.com, where all our shows are. You can even search Lounge Podcast Saturdays, Lounge Saturdays Podcast, all shows. And you can check out all the archive shows. How cool is that, Danny?
Right on Podomatic. It's simple. You can even download the app. If you haven't downloaded the WMFO free iPhone app, go while you're in the store shopping and getting free stuff. Download the Podomatic app, and you can listen to us wherever you go. When the show is done, you can listen to hours
of the Lounge. Oh, God, you got to listen to us for hours upon hours. So, Danny, I think I want to get a comedian in here or something.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be so cool if we get, like, Lenny
Clark? A rapping comedian?
We get Lenny Clark in here to rap a little? Let's just go right. We'll have Lenny do it. He'll be awesome. We'll see if we can get him in here. And so, Danny, you know, up in Maine, it must be some funny thing. What was the funniest thing that you heard this week? I just want to know, speaking of comedians, what's the funniest thing you heard this week?
I woke up. That's the funny thing, that I woke up to get to work. That's not funny.
No, that wasn't.
That's painful.
That
I know.
That was painful.
Isn't it?
I'm leading you on.
You're leading me on? Actually, nothing funny happened this weekend that I can actually think of.
You didn't hear any funny stories or anything?
No. Being a producer, you're secluded. You're indoors. But I did hear something about someone farting, I think. That was a couple weeks ago. But we were talking.
Fart humor is always funny.
Fart humor can be funny. There was a good fart story that I heard maybe a couple months ago. But you recently told me about...
Oh, no. Danny, I told you that off the air.
Come on. Can I talk about it, though?
What? Oh, I can't. You can't tell. Oh, wait, we can't tell this story, although it is very funny. I mean, it was hilarious. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Danny.
Oh, excuse me. Come on. Oh, the last one is painful. That is painful. I think that you had to go to the bathroom.
Did you get any on you, Danny? All right. Danny, stop.
Okay, so what's the funny story?
I can't tell the story.
All right.
I can't tell. All right, Danny. So, all right, real quick here. So I'm hanging out talking to a few ladies last week.
Your ladies, man?
I don't know. I like to think I am, but I doubt it. So anyways, I'm talking to these ladies at an event, and they're engaged in their part of the conversation. I'm just kind of standing there, and all of a sudden, one of the women leans over and rips one. When I say rips one, it was a... with just a... Oops. Now I feel better. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just... All right. Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, and then she continues the conversation with her girlfriend, and she bends over and rips another one.
Ah.
And she's like, oh, now I'm finished. And I'm like, I think that was just the most disgusting.
Well, it
thing
shows
I've ever...
a sign of someone being comfortable when you're able to do those types of things.
I don't want.
I was about to say the S word on the radio. We don't have a dump button.
We don't have a dump button.
Shut the front door, Danny.
There you go. Anyways, all right, Danny. Enough of that story. Let's just get back into some music. I like this set. Ooh, I see a little Bismarcky in our way, a little Rex in effects, a little
ringing the bell,
a little Chaka Khan. I feel for you. And how about the man, Jazzy Jeff? Like you said, want to ring my bell? Yeah, ladies.
Ring it.
You want to ring our bell, give us a call. It is the Lounge. Danny, tell them the phone number.
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. the Lounge Saturdays.
Yo, baby, you know what's up. Girl, you can call me up. And you and I can talk for hours and hours at a time. This is an invitation to a conversation. So when things get bad, you know I'll be there to soothe your mind. Just call me up on the telephone when you're all alone. And I give you a verbal massage until your man gets home. Or if you want to, you know what you could do? Well, you could always hop in your car and you can come and ring my bell. Ring it, ring it. Girl, the way he treats you, it's a crying shame. Like you're a toy and like your life is just like this, 'cause you're a princess, baby, and you deserve a prince. Why can't you see it as plain as day right here before your eyes? I'm telling the truth while your man insists on telling you lies. He stays out all night, but I'd be home by 8. And what about loving?
A girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend.
But you say he's just a friend.
So I try this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
You're hanging with us on The Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, or globally at WMFO.org.
Yo, Rex in the front. In the front. In full effect.
About the new Jack Swing. don't beat medicine, you wish you had. Flipping your feelings from glad to sad, but you're not getting a thing, so just chill and get ripped by the New Jack Swing. Yep, 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 but you can't believe a thing about the New Jack Swing.
Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
That's right. Do not leave any pets. You heard, Simon. Absolutely awful.
Absolutely awful.
Absolutely horrendous.
What do you think he said about the wedding?
Awful.
Awful.
Bloody makeup.
So did you or did you not watch it?
I didn't.
You didn't. Although we did go out for subs before the show, and you're like, I have to look at the TV, and I turn around and the royal wedding was on, and Danny's like, yeah, I have to watch it. I have to. Oh, look at her hair. She's so beautiful. Danny, what are you doing over there?
I'm looking at seeing, we got a new tweet on Twitter. We tweeted our own tweet. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Lounge Radio Show, who tweeted us? Tweeting.
Jaft17, thank you so much for retweeting it. That's cool. Everybody's checking us out on Twitter. DJ Gary Titus, thanks for checking in. Richard Spaulding, what's up, buddy? And Adam DeRoche down in Freetown, Mass. How you doing, Adam?
Paul Ritchie, also from Weymouth, checked in. Hey, Paul, my brother Dave Davi there. I'm
six inches.
What?
Keep going, sorry.
You're a bastard. Brother Dave in Foxborough. So Paul is a good old friend of mine.
What up, Brother Dave? It was good seeing you down at Twin last week. How you doing?
That was fun.
That was fun.
Until 3 o'clock in the morning. So thank you for checking in. You can follow us right on Facebook and Twitter, Lounge Radio Show. And if you tell one friend, another friend, we'll give you a free shout out.
Think Ron Papil knows about the 6 inches?
I don't know. Plus shipping and handling, though. That's the thing. That's what they get you, is they get you. Tell
so
another
it's
friend.
Really 7 1/4, right?
Plus a bit applicable taxes.
Oh, awesome. Danny, we got DJ Cliff's West End Mix coming up just after 10 o'clock. Can't wait. Can't wait to give a shout-out to the West End crew as well. Danny, that was a cool little break we had there. Little Chaka Khan, I Feel For You. We don't play that very often. Rex and Effects, New Jack Swing, Biz Markie, Just a Friend, and Jazzy Jeff, or Anita
Ringin'.
Ward. Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. How's that? Oh, some good stuff coming up. We still got Sir Mix-a-Lot, Cypress Hill, Criss Cross, MC Luscious, Houdini.
And more.
And more. And more. Danny, it's the Lounge Saturdays. There you go. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Now y'all know what's up. And the map's all at. Yeah. done. Chris Cross, show 'em how it's done.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Warm it up, Chris.
That's what I